this project has been in the works for many years, at least three, maybe four or five. But, you know, the biggest thing is I think it will serve as a catalyst for redevelopment of the entire area in Utica. As we've seen throughout South Carolina, specifically in the upstate, and there's plenty of examples over in Greenville, Spartanburg counties, how old textile mills that shut down when NAFTA had the effect of shipping all jobs overseas in that sector. The state legislature very wisely approved textile revitalization credits, and that allows developers to close the funding gap and make it attractive for them to redevelop textile mills. And, I think it's important that we recognize the contributions of Senator Alexander and Representative Sandifer and Representative Whitmire in continuing to support the textile revitalization credits. I know the developer, John Gumpert, is based in Atlanta, but he has done projects throughout the United States. I know he's working on some other projects in the upstate, and I think the most recent one he completed was the Woodside Mill in Greenville. So they have plenty of experience to bring this project to completion, and I know they're going to do a great job because you can look at the quality of their work and the other projects they've completed.